Okay, the boyside. Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis, and we're holding in the middle of the Omid, Lamed Beis, Omid Aleph, where the Gemara is bringing yet a third raya to Rav Sheshes. Holding smack in the middle, Omer Rav Sheshes. But before we start that, we have to remember what did Rav Sheshes say. So we had a machloikis yesterday, bottom of Lamed Aleph, Omid Beis, top of Lamed Beis, Omid Aleph. Let's look at the final line of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Amr Rav Nachman, B'shol Torah Ein Chazaka Shliach Oise Shlichusai. This famous rule that a Chazaka, that a Shliach does his Shlichus, is not reliable for purposes of a mitzvah or Chiyuv D'oraisa. Like the last Rashi says, B'shol Torah Ein Chazaka Kolein Oloi Samchina Na Chazaka. It's not that a shliach doesn't have a chazaka. You can't rely on it for divrei Torah ad the chazin and the oven until you actually see it with your own eyes. You ask someone, please go and give truma on my behalf. Be my shliach. You cannot rely that he gave the truma unless you actually see him giving the truma.
Why in this case we cannot rely on it?
It's a very good question. Rashi later on says the reason is because the shliach assumes that you're not relying on him, and therefore he's not reliable. In other words, he assumes that, you'll get somebody else, you do it yourself, I'm too busy, I'll get somebody else, he probably has other backup plans anyway, can't rely on him.
Is that true in all cases?
Only Bishul Torah. Bishul Torah means...
So the, certainly in the Shul Rabbanan, that's the psychology... And not
right.
Only in the
Shal
Torah,
Shal Drabbanan
also, Shal
Sofer. It's true. So let's see the top of the Amid. Shal Sofer, if you're talking about Drabbanan, then Chazaka Shliach Oisi Shlichusai. Why do you say Chazaka Shliach Oisi Shlichusai? If anything, it should be the other way around, right? This is the Arise of Drabbanan. And the answer is, Itak is the other way around. Meaning that since the Drabbanan is a mitzvah Drabbanan, but it's not the Oiraisa, Worst comes to worst. If the shliach didn't do a shlichus, at least I don't have a violation of a deraisa, a violation of a drabbanan.
So it's not that we rely on this, we don't care as much. That's effectively what we're saying. We're not saying we don't rely. We rely on him more or less than rabbanan. Just saying the rabbanan, it doesn't matter as much. We're basically dismissing it.
We're saying that generally the shliach would be reliable. However, do you have an ironclad guarantee that he's going to do it? You don't. For Diraisa, you got to make sure that you did it properly. You don't want to have a situation, you ask the person to go and give truma, and he didn't, and now you're eating tevel all day. Worst comes to worst, if this person didn't put a zeruvit chumen, you're over at Drabana. Drabana is also very, very special. Avada. And it's no trifling matter, but it's not the same thing as eating tevel deraisa. So that's what the Gemara is saying.
It's reversed. They're telling us for deraisa, don't rely on the shliach and do it yourself because it's too important to give it to somebody else.
Okay.
But the rabbanan, all right, so
also good to svara. Very good. Rav Sheshes Omar, Rav Sheshes says, Echad Zevi, Echad Zecha, Zoka Shlich, Oise Shlichusai. Rav Sheshes says, you can rely on the Chazoka that the Shlich will do, Shlichus, both for Deraisa and for Derabonon. There's no difference between the two. And the Gemara already brought yesterday two rais to Rav Sheshes, one from the din of the Karban Oimer, that all the people in Eretz Yisrael were able to eat from the new Tvua, even though they weren't in Yerushalayim. And even though they didn't witness the Kahana bring the Karban Oimer, they could rely on a Chazaka that they brought it at Chatzoy Sayon. And then we brought a second raya, that all women that have to go and bring a Karban because they're either a Yoledes or they were a Zava, they can leave the money inside the Pushka, and at night they can already eat Kodshim, and they don't have to be concerned that maybe the Kahanim slouched off and didn't go and bring the Kabbalists. They can rely Chazaka Shliach Oise Shlichus. And in each case, Rav Nachman said it's not an ironclad raya, because in both cases we're not just relying on the Shlichim, we're really relying on a Bezdin under whom the Shlichim are working, under their auspices. So we're not relying on the Shliach, relying on the Bezdin. Anyway, that was yesterday's discussion. We're up to raya number 3 of Omer Rav Sheshes. It's, I would say it's the middle line, or maybe the line after the middle line on the Yomid. The middle line probably starts with a chazaka ein bezin. You see, there's a gimel chazaka ein bezin, and then the next line is omer of sheshes. We know our middle line. I have a third raya. What's the third raya? Design. Oyim lechaveray. Person says to his chaver, say ulekoit li ulekoit lecha teinim mitteinasi oyichumen aroi uma asrin vaday. What is this all about? We have the balabaz and we have the recipient. Let's call recipient, we'll give him a name, Yanko. The balabaz says to Yanko, Yanko, my dear friend, I know you're hungry. I know you'd like figs. I have figs on my fig tree. Go, say, go to my fig tree and take, to Einim Itinasi, take as many figs as you want, from 1 to 1,000. As many as you want, any time. Fine, Yankel takes them. And now Yankel is concerned, do I have to give true mice or maestris from these to Einim? One thing is certain, the balabas did not give trumas or maestris until Yankel removed the Tainim from the Tainim tree, because you cannot give trumas or maestris when it's still mechuber. Yeshikoyach. So therefore, what can Yankel do? If he wants, without sitting down at the table, if he just wants to nibble and eat one or two of them like a nash, like a snack, no problem. When you're eating aroi, you do not have to give the trumas and maestris. However, if he decides he wants to make a meal of it, and he wants to sit down, mit a plate, mit cutlery, and mit silverware, mit dos, mit yens, agamsa, kvius, then ma'asron, he has to give ma'aser, vadai. Not a suffix, vadai. Why is it vadai? Because once again, the balabas certainly did not give any trumas and ma'asers. Wait, maybe the balabas saw that Yankel is taking the tainim off the tree, and he quickly made trumas and maestris mi mokam acher to make sure that Yankel is not going to eat teva. And the answer is, says Rashi, because the balabas doesn't know how many tainim Yankel is going to eat, because he gave him carte blanche, a blank check, eat as many as you want. So he might eat one, he might eat 10, he might eat 50. I don't know. So you can assume the balabas is not going to get involved with trumas and maestris. Yankel, you have to give the trumas and maestris. On the other hand, if the balabas said, take this basket and fill it up with te'enim et te'en nasi from my te'ena tree, then once again, oichel men aroi, if he only eats a couple here and there too as a nash, no problem, no trumas and maestris, it's arai. However, if he wants to sit down for a meal, then Uma'asran, he has to give Maiser, not Vadai, but Ma'asran Demai. The why is Ma'asran Demai, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, because since the Balabas knows that he's filling up a Kalkala, and he knows the volume of this Kalkala, because the Balabas has used this Kalkala in the past, so he knows that the Kalkala holds, Lamashal, 50 or 100 figs. So if it's 100 figs, then the Balabas knows to go and give 2, a truma, and to go and give 10 from Maaser Rishon, and 10 from Maaser Sheni. So the Balabas may in fact have given the trumas of Maisris. So okay, since he may have given the trumas of Maisris, I'm not sure whether he gave it or not, so Yanko should go and give the Mai to be on the safe side. When do we say that Yanko should go and give trumas from maestris to be on the safe side? Ba'amoretz. Amoretz means that the balabas is an amoretz, and therefore I cannot rely on his having been mafresh maestris. Truma, yes, but I can't rely on maestris. Al-Bachavir, if it turns out that the balabas was a chavir, in other words, a person who knows Hilchos Maisris, then Yankel Oichel Ba'ainet Tzorch La'aser. Yankel can eat as many as he wants, and he does not have to worry about Maiser, Divrei Rebbe. So before we go on, how can we say that Yankel can eat as many as he wants, he doesn't have to go and give Maiser? After all, who knows if the Balabas gave Maiser Sarah? And the answer is, Chazaka Shliach Oisei Shlichusoi. Now, Be'emesu, we're not talking about a Shliach over here, because after all, the Balabas is the owner. So he's not the Shliach. But Rashi said that the Dimyon, the parallel is, that just like a Shliach has a job to do, so too the Balabas over here also has a job to do. what to make sure that Yankel doesn't go and eat any teva. So just like we rely on the balabas that he gave maisris, we can rely on the shliach that he gave the maisris. And therefore, that's the raya that Rav Sheshes is going to bring in a moment, that chazaka shliach oise shlichusay. Rav Shim Gamliel says to Rebbe, by the way, as we'll see shortly, Rav Shim Gamliel was the father of Rebbe, so he says to his son, B'medvar Mamurim, you, my son, already said one B'medvar Mamurim. What did he say? In the case of the Kalkola, Ta'ina Mitainasi, Oichman Haroi, Ma'asun Demai, Medvar Mamurim, it's an Amharit. But a Chaver, you don't have to give Maestris. Says Rav Shim Gamliel, just the opposite. When do I say about Kalkola Shul Peira, you give Meiser Demai, Medvar Mamurim, Be'am Oretz, that the Balabas was an Am Oretz, maybe gave Meiser, maybe didn't give Meiser. So you, Yankel, make sure to give your maestros. Abchover, and the oichel achia aser. However, if the balabas is a chover, then you, Yankel, make sure to give maestros. You have to give maestro vadai. Why? We have a rule that you're not supposed to go and give trumas and maestros unless you have both the source of the Trumas and Maestras, as well as the beneficiary, if you will, of the Trumas and Maestras. The two have to be together. Or, in other words, you want to go and give Trumas and Maestras. You can always give Trumas and Maestras minei uvei. In other words, you have one pile of grain, you have one pile of vegetables, fruit, you can give from that. If there are 100 fruit, 100 apples, give 2 apples for Truma, give 10 for Maestro Rishon, 10 for Maestro Sheni. Yeah, that's all very easy. But there's another way of doing it, and that is, I want to give all of these 100 apples to my good friend Reb Daniel. I don't want to take off from his apples 2 for Truma and 10 for Maestro. So what do? I take all these 100, I leave it in one pile. And then I take another pile of apples, which happen to be 25 apples. So from these 25 apples, I can take off 2 for the pile of the 100, 2 for a Truma. If I want to take off now 10 for Maestro, take 10 from the 25 for Maestro Rishon. Now for the Maestro Sheni, another 10. It's not really 10, it's only 9. Okay, but bottom line is that you do it, minamukav means that the two piles have to be together. 100 here, 25 here, and I give one for the other. Since Yankel went out to his tree, to the Balbas' tree, to go and pick the figs and to fill up the basket, and the Balabas stayed at home, he didn't accompany him, so how could he have given Trumas and Maisus on behalf of Yankov's collections? He wasn't there. There wasn't Minam Mukif. Mukif means they got to be together. So Ibazoi says Rav Shim Gamliel, it's crystal clear that he did not give Trumas and Maisus. And therefore you, Mr. Yankel, make sure to go and give full-fledged Masrim Vadai. So we have an interesting machlokes here between a father and a son. Regabi, this case, where the chover is the balabas, sent out the amoritz and said, you go and collect to Einim et Einosi and fill up your kalkola, fill up this basket. According to Rebbe, in such a case when it was a chover, then the Yankel doesn't have to give one miser, not a nickel, not a penny, zero. He can rely fully on the chover that he gave Trumas and Maaser on his behalf. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, punkt vaket, you can't rely on anything. Not that he's not a reliable person. This chover is reliable. However, he's not going to go and give Truma Shaloi Min HaMukif.
So is Rav Shimon Gamliel saying in the case of an Amoris? So I understand why he's saying in the case of a chover. But Rav Shimon Gamliel, both in the case of an Amoris and in the case of a chover, he says, don't rely?
Bamed Varmamun Bamoris.
Go back to that. So what is he saying in the case of an Amoris? That's what's alluding
to. Okay, it says it in the Brice. Look back to the Brice. Meloy Lecho Kalkola Zet Te'ena Mitenos. Right? Go and fill up a basket.
The Amoris followed by the 17 uncle. Go fill it up.
Right. Oichman Aroi. Aroi can eat whatever he wants. Ma'asron Demai. And now the Yankel has to go and give Maiser Demai. Why Demai?
Because the Amoritz is assumed not to have given Maiser.
Maybe he didn't. I don't know.
It's Demai.
So therefore he has to go and give Demai.
But it looks like the cover also is not so trustworthy.
No, so the chover is 100% trustworthy. The only concern, according to Rebbe, he's trustworthy. You can go and eat. You don't have to give maaser at all. Only reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel said that you cannot rely on the Chavar, because the Chavar has another overriding concern, and that is I'm not allowed to. If I was able to, I would have given Maisra 1,000 times. I can't. My hands are handcuffed in the back, because I'm not allowed to go and give Truma Shleim and Amukif. And since I'm not on the spot, I'm in my house, I'm in the Smedish, he's out in the field, how can I go and give Truma some Maisra? But Igmar is going to fear us, you'll see in a minute. Amar Rebbe, there in Dvarai Medivrei Abba, says Rebbe, with all the greatest respect to my saintly father, I prefer my psak than my father's psak. Why? Mutav sheyachshidu chaverim litrim shleim in a mukiv. It's better that the chaverim should be over this concern about toy shleim in a mukiv. As we'll see in the Gemara, the Amud Beis, the Gemara considers this to be a lighter avera, if you will, for the yachil am oritz tevalim, and not chas v'shalom be machshel this am oritz yankel and have him chas v'shalom be tevel, because yankel says that if the balabas, who I know is a groyser lachi, he has appeared from here down to the floor, ah tzadik v'nayid, there's no question about it. He would never give me something non-kosher. I mean, I go to his house, do I have to start asking who did the shechita, who did the malicha, who did this? I rely on him. I know that he's a tzadik, he's a fine, he's a good, and everything is wonderful. So therefore, I rely on him for trumas and maizes too. I'm not concerned about tevel. So, Zotach Rebbe, near Dvarim Dibri Abba, Mutvish Yashu Chaver, Litvish Lamukav, rather he should do this small Aveira, rather than do the tremendous Aveira that Chas V'Shalom is going to be Machshul Yankel with eating Tevel. And that's the end of the price, and the end of the discussion. Now comes Rav Sheshes. Where's the machlokes between them? The mar saber nechshedu or mar saber loy nechshedu? That you have machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, whether you are concerned about this inyan of being toyrim shaloi min hamukif, being toyrim shaloi min hamukif. But avakuli alma, everybody agrees that if I didn't have that concern of chaverim toyrim shaloi min hamukif, if that was not on the table, it wasn't on the radar screen, everybody agrees. Chazaka shlichos shlichusai. I mean, Rebbe says clearly that Yankel does not have to give tumas and maisis. He can rely 1,000% on the chaver. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, I agree with my son that under normal circumstances, of course you can rely on the chaver. But here you can't rely on the chaver because he has another concern about being toyrim shleim in a mukif. So if we didn't have that concern, everybody would agree. Chazaka shlichos shlichusai. Everything with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Nishkarai. Also, get up, Chanin. Choizor. Get up, Chanin, Choizor. Chazoku al Chovishin, and Moitab Shin Misukin, Mitachas Yodoy. Chanin Choizor says that the reason why both Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel agree that under utopian circumstances, meaning that if you didn't have the concern about Shleim and Amukim, everybody agrees you can rely on the Baal Bas, and he's going to give the Trumas and Mises for these to Einim. The reason is not because Chazaka Shliach Oisish Shlichusai, says Rav Nachman, by Dioraisis, you cannot rely on that Chazaka. The reason over here is because it's another chazak. Chazak al chover sheinim moisid dami sheinim misuk dachas yodoy. A chover ner lachid is not going to allow for anything chas v'sholem, which is not 100% perfect, to leave his hands. After all, he's a chover. He doesn't want anybody chas v'sholem to be nichshon. Now you're going to ask, why is this chazak better than the other chazak? Why don't you say, just like Chazak al Chover, Shein Moitzi, say the same thing, Chazak al Chover, Sheoisi Shlichusai, that, or Shlich, Sheoisi Shlichusai? So Rashi says, there's a difference between one and the other. If you look at the Rashi, Mitachas Yodoi, that's 4 lines before the wide lines, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Yomid in Rashi. The Rashi, Mitachas Yodoi, the Hoyl, Uperi Didei, it's right over here. Since the peiris belong to him, to the balabas, alei didei rami. It's his responsibility. It's his achrayis. B'chayish l'tzli'iver. He's concerned that Chas V'Shalom, if he's going to tell Yankel, take the peiris, and Yankel will assume that the balabas gave trumas and maisris, Chas V'Shalom is going to be oiv l'tzli'iver l'tzitzen mechshol. Yanko is going to eat without giving Trumas and Mais. He's going to eat Tevel. Chas V'Shalom. It's like eating Tarfis, like eating Chazit. Av Shliach. Kibbal alei mechaveiroi, if you're talking about a case of shlichas, ikkala meimer de meyayish, you could say that the shlich will be forgetful, play of it, and he's not going to do it. He's not going to rely on me anyway. He knows that 50-50, I might do it, might not do it. I mean, after all, how many times do you ask your friend, please do me a favor? Oh, sure, I'll be happy to do the favor. You call him up a week later. Oh, I forgot. I'm so sorry. I'm going to do it immediately right now. Why didn't you do it a week ago? I'm forgetful, you know, I'm only human. I really apologize. So don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. I know it's not in your lexicon, Barry, that a person, when he says he's going to do it, that he's not going to do it, he's not going to be immediately and scrupulously and meticulously. But there are people like that in this world. So when it comes to Derabbanan, we can rely on people like that. When it comes to Deraisa, Siddur Nachman, I can't rely, I have to know with 100% certainty that the person did it. But that's the Gabi, the Shliach. But the Gabi, the owner, here the Balabas. Oh, Chazakol Chavir, Shinim Moitzi Dom Shem Mizek, Dachaz Yodai, because Chaz Shomi doesn't want to be machshel anybody with an Isser. Yes, Barry.
The Chazaka of Shemayna Stav and Shem Tukam Dachaz Yodai cannot apply here because the person is, he's, the Chavir is at home. The person is collecting the figs in the field.
Correct.
It's not Kakas Yodo. It's in the field. It was always Tevel. It was Mechuber. How can we ever say that this is something we took on Alidei Achaver if he's not in the field removing it and giving Chua from it?
Mitachas Yad, you understand. Mitachas Yad is not to be interpreted literally that he's handing it over with his hands.
No, I'm saying, but he never had any control over these things to be attacking them because they were on the tree.
So then he should not have allowed Yanko to go and collect the from the tree, so that Chas Hashem Yanko shouldn't be over and Hilchus eating
them. You can't apply this rule.
And that's why the Chavar, if you're allowing him to go and have Yanko authorizing him to go and take fruit, and I know how many fruit he's going to take because he's going to fill up Malay Kalkal. And I know this Kalkal has 100 fruit in it because I've done it every day of the week. So it's 100 fruit. I, the Chavar, will make sure to go and give Trumas and Maisras 2 seconds after I sent him into the field, after he collected his 100 fruit, to make sure that when he eats it, he can make a bracha without any hesitation of having to be concerned about any Isser.
Secondly, we have a famous story. I think it's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Gamliel are on a boat,
right?
And they suddenly realize they have Tevel in front of them, and they do it. So we do have examples of. I mean, these are the greatest rabbis of the Mishnah.
Great,
and they're being Torah Shalom in the Mukkah. So what changed?
Why don't you ask on Rebbe? Why isn't Rebbe concerned about the chashad of chaverim being Torah Shalom in the Mukkah?
Right.
So Mitchell, we'll talk about the Amid Beis in another minute. That's a very good question. We touched on that earlier, and that is, this is really not a 1,000% riot to Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes took much shlichus, and now we're not talking much shlichus. Rashi says the havamina was that just like a shliach has a job to do, says Rav Sheshes, I can rely on him to do the job. How do I know? Because the balabas has a job to do. Just like the shliach has an obligation, the balabas has an obligation. What's the balabas's obligation? His obligation is to make sure not to go and feed people non-kosher items. It'd be terrible. They say by Rabbi Smith that people came to his house and they ate chazen, they ate basar b'cholov, and they ate dreifus and the veilis. That would be a terrible thing. He's got to make sure everything is 1,000% kosher with the highest.
It's a reform rabbi.
Chas v'shalom. Before Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, everybody has. We want them all to. Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to Agua. So the point is, the Balabas has an obligation, and both Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel agree that the Balabas's obligation will be satisfied, except for the problem of Shloim and Amukif. But other than that, everybody would agree we can rely on that Balabas. So therefore, the more assumes the same thing about the Shliach. He also has an obligation to fulfill the Shlichus. And therefore, the Havamina, we equated the two. And that's why Rav Nachman says, don't equate the two. The reason why a Balabas is more reliable than the Shliach, because the Balabas is concerned about the Fnei Evil Eisitim Mechshav, and the Shliach is not concerned. He figures, okay, I won't do it now, I'll do it later, I'll do it tomorrow. And then he loses sight of it and he forgets it. Zog the Gemara Vayta, Omaman, Lamed Bar Mum. And so now the Gemara, so we already brought the rights of Sheshes, and we already said B'Shem Rav Nachman, Sinish Karai. But now we want to understand the characters that are involved in this story. So, Omaman, Lamed Bar Mum, the Me'am Art, Abachover, If the balabas is the chaver, then the yankel has nothing to worry about. Turki Mar. Hi, I'm Aret. To Omer Lei Leman. Let's go back to the first part. The Medvar Bun Ba Amaret. So what happens to the Amaret? Amaret tells to the Yankel, go and take the Kalkala, fill it up, and then what does Yankel have to do? So we learned in the Braisa, Uma Asron Demai. Aha. So you mark. The Medvar Bun Ba Amaret. The Bechaber Oichel Lei Tzorach Le'asa Dibirem. Hi, Amaret. To Omer Lei Leman. Who are we talking to? In other words, if the Balabas is an Amaret, and he sends out Yankel, is Yankel a chover or is Yankel an Amaretz? He lamed to come an Amaretz chavre, that the balabos is an Amaretz and he's talking to Yankel the Amaretz, and therefore we tell Yankel the Amaretz, Mister Yankel, Maasron Demai, make sure to go and give Maisa Demai, because the balabos may not have given all the Maisris. Make sure you give the Maisa. Pray tomorrow, Mitzayis. Is that second Amaretz, meaning Yankel, is he going to listen? So Rashi says, sir.
Good.
So in fact, if you look at the Rashi, Rashi says, Mitzah Yislach, the middle wide lines, La Surei Sofik, Va Amaretz Chavrei Mehemen Le Tfei Minach. You, the rabbi, are going to go and tell him, Amaretz, make sure to give, because the first Amaretz may not have given. He says, I rely on that, my friend, more than a new rabbi. I've known him for the last 25 years. You see how reliable he is? You see how he trusts me? He gives me the kalkola, fill it up with the payers. Don't worry, he has a person of honesty and integrity. I don't listen to you rabbis, I listen to him. Okay.
But all this is a gift, right? If this were a sale, it would be different rules. This is all in the nature of a matana.
Yeah, the more it doesn't go into the specifics, but the assumption is that that's correct. Is Mitzayis is going to listen? Hello. So Mitzayis says, "I'm Amaretz to come lay the chaver." Ah, okay. So the balabas is Amaretz. The person Yankel is a chaver. So Yankel wants to know, what do I do now? Can I rely on the Amaretz or not? Says the price, you can't rely on the Amaretz. After all, the Amaretz is an Amaretz. Amaretz. He may have given him that. Since like Demai, you have to give your own maizus. Okay, aim the safer. Let's see the safer. Nirin Dvorai Midivrei Abba. Now Rebbe is talking to Rishon Gamliel, to his father. He says, "Mutav sheyachshedu chaverim litrem shloim min amukiv val yachilu la'ami ha'aretz tevolim." Meaning, in the Bemed Devorim Amurim case, if it's a chaver that's sending out Yankel into the field, into the orchard to go and collect the te'enim, so I rather assume that the chaver is going to go and be over the lighter iser of shloim min amukiv. But he's not going to want to chas shom be machshil the Amaretz by giving him teva. Frank Timura, the Amaretz by giving him teva. Amaretz, my boy, awesome. We just got finished saying that the balabos was an Amaretz and that Yankel was a chaver. So that's being the case. Why would I say that in the Medvar Mum, but if it's a chaver, you have nothing to worry about. The chaver is not going to go and give the Amaretz to eat. Teva, not the Amaretz to eat. He just said that Yankel is the chaver. So what are you telling me now? You don't have to worry. He's going to go and be given machel tvolim. Amaretz, my boy, awesome. There is no Amaretz in the picture. If it's a chaver going and allowing a chaver to collect the kalkolish payers. Amravina, in fact, the pshat is as it. That's like we said. In other words, Med v'mamurim, it was an Amaretz, and he tells to the chaver. Then the chaver may make sure to go and give demai, and the chaver is not going to go and say, "He's my best friend." He's a chaver. He knows he can't rely on the best friend. He has to go and give demai. So that works fine. Seifa is b'chaver she'al amal Amaretz. The chaver says to Amaretz, "Go and collect the kalkola shepei." Right? Says Rebbe, "I rely on that this chaver is not going to allow the Amaretz to go and eat tarfus or to eat tevel. So for sure, he did a great job." So, Frank Timura, what am I worried about the Amaretz for? After all, Amaretz, he's not concerned in the first place. You said that it must be that the Chover sent a Chover, not an Amaretz. Says Timura, "B'Chover Agar Shoim Oy." There's a third person that wasn't in the picture until now. The Chover is talking to Amaretz. He said, "Amaretz, go and collect all the payers." Amos is not going to care one way or the other. He's going to go make a brach. He's going to eat. He's not going to ask any questions. The question is, can I rely on the chaver? Amos, of course, he's going to rely on the chaver. What's the problem? Question is, there's another chaver who wants to go to Amoritz and say, could you share with me some of these delicious figs? I'd like to eat two or three figs. Does he have to give Trumas and Maisus? Says Rabbi, Chazok al chaver. He has nothing to worry about, that he's not going to go and be machshel either the Amoritz or the other chaver or anybody to eat twat. Fine. So now let's understand what's the machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Says him, Rabbi Sabar Oisei Chaver Oichel Ve'ina Tzorech Le'aser. This chaver that overheard the conversation, and he heard how the Balabas said, Yanko, go and take the kalkola shel peiros. This chaver can go and eat. He doesn't have to give mice. Tevadei Isurei Ma'aser. Hahu chaver kamo ilavei. Because there's no question that since the chaver is the one that instructed and allowed and authorized Yanko to go and take this kalkola and fill up the peiros, there's no question this chaver gave trumas and maisus. That being the case, a third party, he's allowed to eat it, no problem. What about Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shimon Gamliel, oh, you're yochel ad she'aser. No. You chaver, make sure to go and give maisus. Each one of them is saying a very good argument. On the one hand, Rebbe says, I'm more concerned about not allowing the Amoritz to eat tevel. And on the other hand, Shimon Gamliel says, yeah, but you're stuck. You can't go and give Shlomo Namukiv. So what's the machlokes? Rebbe says, who? Isura Kalila. Le'levet Amoritz Isura Rabba. Rebbe says that the chaver prefers to do a lighter isur. The word Kalila means a lighter isur. What's the lighter isur of doing Shaloi Min Amukiv? Le'levet Amoritz Isur Rabba. And not allow the Amoritz to go and be over the Isur Rabba. What's the Isur Rabba that we're talking about? Eating Teva. Now, why is Min Amukiv considered to be a lighter isur? So there's a machloikis hamafarshim. Some mafarshim say that the whole din of shaloi min amukif is midrabbanan. It's not min ha-toyr. The din of chas v'sholom lefnei ivel esit and mishal, having the amoritz eating tevel, is deraisis. So therefore, it doesn't rise to that level. So the chavah would rather be over a small iser, so that the amoritz should not be over a big time iser. If Shimon Gamliel said, no, the psychology is the other way around. The Chaver says to himself, of course I don't want the Amoritz to go and be over an Isser, but I don't want to be over an Isser either. So Amoritz should go to Yeshiva, he should go to his roof, he should become a Chaver. But I am not going to go and do it, even Isur Kliwa, even though it involves Chas V'Shalom the Amoritz being possibly over the Isur Rabba. So that's the Machloikis Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now there's an obvious question, and that is that back in Masechta Shabbos we had a discussion about someone who was Madbik Pas Bitana, meaning it was Shabbos Lahushal was 6 o'clock, 5:30 the person attached a pas to the wall of the Tanur, and the problem is that the baking of this pas is going to go and take place on Shabbos. And if it's going to take place on Shabbos, that person who put the pas on the wall, Chas V'Shalom, is going to be over on Isur Shabbos of Afia the Shabbos. And the Gemara over there says, what should I do? Do we tell someone else who sees this going on, go shnel and remove the pas before it starts baking, because we don't want him to be over this big iser of oifim b'shabbos, which is of course one of the lametes malachas. Instead, do a radia. Radia means remove the pas quickly from the wall. Is that a malacha? So the Gemara, that's a chachma ve'ena malacha, just like the kiyah shofar. It's a chachma ve'ena malacha, and therefore, Gemara asks him, Sechta Shabbos, what would you do? If you happened to come on the scene, you saw that Yankel by accident put the pas on the wall of the Tanner a few minutes before Shabbos, and it's soon going to go and bake it, it's going to be beautiful and all the rest. Yankel's going to be over Nis and Shabbos of baking. Should I or should I not? The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, Ein oimrim li odem chatei b'shvil shiyiska chavercha. We do not tell a person, do a small chait to go and be mezaka your chaver, that he shouldn't be over on a big chait. So over here, we should have the same thing. Why does Rebbe say, rather be over the small chait of going and giving shaloi min amukif, so that Yankel shouldn't go and eat tevel d'araisa? Didn't the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos say, ein oimel onechatei, yishvil sheyizka chavecha? So Tosis asks this kasha, and Tosis gives a fundamental answer, an answer which is fundamentally different between our Gemara and that Gemara. Because that Gemara, Yankel, who put the pas against the wall of the Tanur, I come on the scene. I see Yankel did this. Yankel's no longer here. I can't scream at him. He left. He's ready. He went to shul to go and daven. So should I or shouldn't I? Says the Gemara, don't take off the pas on Shabbos, because being roide is an issur d'rabbanan, and therefore don't be over a chait to go and save him from an issur d'araisa. But that's because I had nothing to do with Yankel, he had nothing to do with me.
Yeah, he didn't send him to put the pas on the wall.
Exactly. Here, however, he sent him to go and collect the payers. And therefore, if I'm going to allow him to eat possibly the tevil without giving trumas and maizes, I have authorized him, and I have
promoted,
and I've given him the allowance.
Enabled.
Sanctioned. Oh, we have so many synonyms to show how the balabas is partially responsible over here. Therefore, if you look at the top choices, for the masim ferikam the Shabbos, can be hit big pas matam the einam on mechatei b'shul sheyizka chavecha. Hachashad, he is different. Shu goyim loy laavar, shu oimer loy lekoit b'sovur, and Yankel doesn't know any better. Yisum she'asron. In our case, says Rabbi, l'fteiver. It's a different story. Good. On to the next mission. Look at mission. Yes, Reb Simcha Ilan. We're soon going to talk about Ilan. That's the next mission. Yes.
The question will be known. In today's world, if you don't keep place a shop, it seems not to be easier for me to serve. Maybe next time, I know a specific case.
Yeah.
A person who's a well known, frank business, says, told me the following story. He grew up in Serb, da 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 da. And he asked the rabbi, the Lubbock rabbi in town. He says, yeah, you can drive. But you're a woman, told his wife, when I drive you on Shabbos, he's close to the button. Today he's a first. Well-known, wonderful person. So I thought that's what seems to be. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to say, but I was just going to go, I'm sure if I told him about the drive, for whatever reason. And for example, we have that nefesh, you can
call Shabbos, save somebody's life.
It's like, I'm trying to context here, the same thing also, no?
In the case you're saying is in the case of the
Amorites.
He's an Amorites now, but maybe he'll graduate and become a Chaver. Right? You're saying
he did take his master's property. Why? Because isn't it the same kind of basic?
Anyway, there are certainly similarities between the question, but what this Lubavitcher Rebbe, you're not, obviously not referring to Lubavitcher Rebbe, you're talking about a shliach and a particular. Take a lot of tissues, the things spelled. Take the whole box. You'll see what I mean as soon as you get to your seat.
Something?
Yeah.
Just the paper towels.
Okay. Until that, I'm going to go through to Daf Kuf. Now, the point is, Navada. What this particular shliach of Chabad said or didn't say, I cannot vouch for him whether he said the right thing or the wrong thing. My assumption is that he asked a competent Orthodox rabbi, but we don't know all the details. We don't know how much the rabbi knew, how much this one knew, so I wouldn't put too much confidence in the story. I recommend instead, if you ever have a question like that, that you speak to... It is a similar type of situation, right. So you obviously have to go and weigh and measure and all that. Yes,
Robert. You can take a dish...
Robert, one moment, yes.
...that's not fully cooked and start cooking it before Shabbos and then eat it during Shabbos. You can't do that?
If it's not, it depends on whether Machlo Ben Bissoy or not. If this pas has not baked sufficiently before Shabbos, in other words, you put it on 10 minutes before Shabbos, it's still raw. And now on Shabbos itself, 5 minutes, half an hour later, it's going to start baking. So he was the one that caused this Safiyah B'Shabbos. That would be, since he did a B'Shogeg, you'd have to go and bring a Korban Chatos.
But that he can't do.
That cannot be.
It
has to be baked before.
That's what I'm wondering.
Very good point. I frankly do not remember the facts, whether we're talking about before Shabbos or on Shabbos, but let's assume we're talking on Shabbos, then your question is resolved, right? Fine. I said originally half an hour before. Let's make it simple, so we shouldn't have Daniel's eyes in Akasha, talking about that he put it on after Shabbos began. He did it betoes, he didn't mean it, and he thought it was Thursday night, he thought it was Sunday night, he forgot it was Friday night, he was over, and Chas v'Shalom is going to be over, it's a shoy gig, and he's going to have to bring a Korban Chatas. The other one says, let me quickly take it off. You can't be a roidim and pass. So we're fine then. Good. Everybody, yes, Robert, you have a question.
My question was
same question. Okay, so I'm sorry. Let's just bring it back. He put it on Friday night. So Kuli Al Moida, he would be over the Isra of Afia, and the barrel is going to help him out. Okay, Zukta Mishnah. The son of Ilam Alami Asara Tvach, person is putting away his Erev. And he puts his Erev away on top of a tree. The son of Ila. The Malmi Asara Tvachim, higher than 10 Tvachim from the ground. Ein Eruv Erev. The Erev is no good. The Malmi Asara Tvachim, he put it below 10 Tvachim from the ground. Eruv Erev, the Erev is fine. What's the difference between putting in the Erev high up or lower down? We'll see in Yechem, the Gemara. The Gemara is going to tell us is an Indian that a person has to be Shoves together with his Erev. If he's going to be Shoves Lamata, and the Erev is going to be Lamala, that he doesn't have the ability to go and get that Erev because he is below and theirs up above, then the Erev is not a kosher Erev. Why can't he go above? We'll talk about that shortly in the Gemara. Stay tuned to all the details.
What word do you use? Shoves.
Shoves means his Mokim Shvisa. Where is his residence over Shabbos? He has to reside where his Erev is. If the Erev is on top of the tree and he's down below, he cannot reach it, he cannot get to it, so he's not Shoves, he's not residing together with his Erev. Anyway, so he put the Ilan Lamali Asar Tvachim, Ein Eruv Erev. Amatav Asar Tvachim, Eruv Erev, it is good, then it's fine. Now that's by a tree. What happens if you're talking about a bar? The son of a bar, afilu omuk meya ama, even if it's 100 amas deep, eruv eruv, it's not a problem. The Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't explain why there's a difference. Rashi says mafarish be Gemara. That's going to be tomorrow's daf miyatashem. Anyway, we go back to the original halacha of the Mishnah. Yosef, Rabchia Barabba, v'Rabbi Asi, v'Rabba Barnosa. These three great scholars were sitting together. V'Yosef Menachem Gabayim, and Rav Nachman was there as well. And these three are saying the following. Hi, Ilan Dikoi Hecha. Where was this Ilan standing that he put the Eruve Tchumen there? Ilan Dikoi Birshusayachid. Are you telling me that the Ilan was standing in Rishusayachid and that's where he put away his Eruv? Mali Namala, Mali Namata. What difference does it make where the Eruv happens to be? Where the Eruv happens to be? 10 Tvachim high up on the tree, or what happens to be 10 Tvachim down on the tree, or below 10 Tvachim from the tree. Rishusi Yochid Oila Adlirakia. Again, the main Kavana over here, as we'll see in the Gemara in another moment, it has to be who Ve'eruvai B'mokim Echad. He and the Erev have to reside together in the same place. Now, if the Ilan is coming out of Rishus Yachid, that means that this individual, he wants to be to reside in that Rishus Yachid. Since Rishus Yachid Ole Ad Lirakia goes all the way up till Shemayim, so then this Erev is in a Rishus Yachid. He is in Rishus Yachid. He has no difficulty in having access to his Erev. So what should be the issue? It should be kosher, regardless of whether the Erev is Lamala Me'asar Tzvachim or Lamata Me'asar Tzvachim. The Ela, so you're going to tell me the Koy B'Shusarab, that the tree is standing in Shusarab, and therefore the person is standing in Shusarab. The Miskaben Lishbois Heicha, where does he want to be Shoves? Now, the Gemara is assuming at this point that the dimensions of the tree are 4x4, and it's 10 tvachim high. And therefore, says the Gemara, but the Koy B'Shusarab, the tree is standing in Shusarab. The Miskaben Lishbois Heicha, where does the person that wants to use this Erev, where does he want to have his Mokum Shvisa? Where does he want his residence? Even this Kavan Lishboi Slamala, if he wants his residence to be up above, meaning he thinks to himself at the time of creating the Erev Techumen, I want to be and I want to reside next to my Erev up above because I know I want to be together with my Erev. And who Erev Mokim Echadu? So what's the problem? He is up 10 Tvachim from the ground and the Erev is 10 Tvachim from the ground. So he and the Erev are in one residence, so one place.
It's just the Erev that you put food down, but the Erev you put some kind of wires.
All food, everything is food.
Okay.
Wires were put away a long time ago. That was actually...
This is all about... Okay.
About the food. And also... Rambling. Right, what you're thinking of is the Eruv Chatzeres. Eruv Chatzeres that you want to be able to carry in a common courtyard. Here we're talking about a person who wants to go from here all the way to Kishkan Halash. Kishkan Halash was a very, very famous city at one time in Hungary. All 10 people of Kishkan Halash knew where Kishkan Halash was. Very other few people knew. But the point is,
now we all know.
So he wanted to travel there on Shabbos because the Kishkan Halash Eruv was giving a Shabbos Agud Drusha in the middle of Chodesh Tishrei instead of giving a Shabbos Shiva Drusha. Anyway, so the point is, this person wanted to go beyond his Tchum Shabbos, and therefore he put up the Eruv Tchum. Where did he put the Eruv Tchum up? On the top of the tree, 10 Tvachim from the ground. But he also wanted to be Shoves. He wanted his residence to be there. So he's Huve Eruv Mokimechad. Then they happen to be together in one place. So what's the problem? Why does it say in the Mishnah that if the Eruva is the Malmi Asara, ain't a Eruv Eruv? Ela Niskavlish Beislamata. Problem Ela. Must be, says the Gemara, that the Erev was on top of 10 Tvachim. He doesn't want to go and live in a tree over Shabbos. He wants to live down below like a normal individual. So he wants to be Shoves Lamat. So now I understand the Mishnah now. When the Erev happens to be Lamala Me'asara, since the tree has the status of a Rishasi Yochid on its own, because we're assuming that it's 4 wide, and it's 10 tall, and he put the Erev on the top of that tree, so then the Erev is in a Rishasi Yochid zone, he is down below in the Rishasi Rabim zone, so that's why he doesn't have access to it. It's Ein Hu Ve'eruvai B'mokoyim Echad. However, if the Erev happens to be lower than 10 Tvachim, it's within, let's say, 3 to 9 Tvachim, says Rashi, he would have the din of a Carmelis. Since it's a Carmelis, he would have access to the Erev on the tree. Why? Midrabanan, you're not allowed to go and carry from a Carmelis into the Shusarabim, but says the Gemara in another two lines, it goes according to Rebbe, that Rebbe holds that kol davish hu mishum shvus legozru ola ben hashmashos, which means that all isurim of Shabbos dirabbanan only become effective after ben hashmashos is over. When is ben hashmashos? It's that twilight zone at the beginning of Shabbos, so we don't know whether it's Shabbos yet or not. So of course, don't be over any diraisis chas v'shalom. But Rebbe holds, if it's Rabbanon, you don't have to worry about it because it's like a Svek Sveka. What's a Svek Sveka? Number one, it may not be Shabbos, it's Benish Mashes. And number two, even if it is Shabbos, it's only Rabbanon, it's not the Araisa. Anyway, that's Rebbe Shita. The Rabbanon disagree, but that's what Rebbe holds. Anyway.
Is that why we're given 18 minutes between lighting candles and...
The reason for the 18 minutes is not because we know for a fact. The reason for the 18 minutes is to be marchik odem and avera. In other words, we don't want people to tell people, go and light your candles a half a minute before shkia, because then they're going to light it half a minute after shkia. So we give them kind of a buffer zone, 18 minutes. In Yerushalayim, this 40 minutes. Some see them twice for Shabbos. Yeah, it's going to be moist. That's to be on the safe side. And also twice for shkia. In Yerushalayim, they add 40 minutes. In Satmar, I think they add 15 minutes. But the general custom normally is 18 minutes. Anyway, beginning back to Agamar. And the skam and voice for mat. Period. So now, so far so good. The Gemara leaves out a couple of words over here. And at this point, the Gemara is saying, what about the case of where, in fact, the Erev is less than 10 Tvachim from the ground? It's only 5 Tvachim, 8 Tvachim from the ground. So you're going to tell me that's not a problem. Why isn't that a problem? Because he is an Ishus Rabbim. This is a Karmelis, and therefore he has easy access to his Eidiv. After all, if he's going to go and take the food off the tree, then as he's taking the food off the tree, he's being Mishtamish Me'ila. In other words, by touching the tree and pulling it off the branch, pulling it down, taking it down, etc. That's called the Shimish Be'ilah. And we know that there's another drabban, and you're not allowed to be Mishtamish Be'ilah on Shabbos. Just like you're not allowed to be Mishtamish with Bal Chai, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish with a tree. And therefore, how are you allowing him access to his Eidiv on the tree, regardless of what the tree happens to be, whether the Eidiv is 4 Tvachim, 8 Tvachim, 12 Tvachim, 100 Tvachim, he cannot get access to his Eidiv because it's on the tree, and you can't be Mishtamish Be'ilah. Everything was the Kori B'Shus Rabin, like we just said. When it's Gavin, Lishboi Slamat, like we said, you have the Prabhish Tamish Bilan, the Rebbe, the Omar, Shemishvus, the Gazo Ben Shmosh, like we just said a moment ago, the Inyan of the Mishtamish Bilan is a Shvus. Shvus means an Isser, the Dirabonon, involving Hilchoy Shabbos. That Shvus means a Dirabon by Shvus, by Shabbos. They weren't going to Ben Shmosh, and when is the Erev Tchumen Konoi? When is it effective? At Ben Shmosh. So that time, he was able to go and have access to the Erev. Even if he doesn't have access to Erev the rest of Shabbos, I don't care. I only care that at the moment of the effectiveness of the Erev, then he has access. Even if he has no access later on. Which means, for all practical purposes, he won't be able to eat the Erev throughout the Shabbos, but I don't care. All I care is that he had access at the first moment. And in fact, we'll have Mitchem in the Gemaras later on. What happens if after he put his Erev down, 5 minutes later, after Ben Hashmoshes, Listim Ganovim came, or for that matter, vultures came, and they went and ate up the entire Erev, it's still kosher. He's still able to go and be with him Simcha Ramon. He's still able to walk his 2,000 Amos the next day. Why is he able to walk? Because at the moment of Ben Hashmoshes, it was a kosher Erev. That's all I need, even though if afterwards it was Tishvet. Yes, Reb Simcha.
When you put the Erev on the pillar, I assume he set up for Shabbos, correct?
He did it Ben Shmosh's time.
What happens if you did it? This whole case, right? With the Erev above Malabas or Tofin.
Right.
That was done before Shabbos.
He did it 5 minutes before Ben
Shmosh's. But in theory, had he done it Erev Shabbos, the problem.
If he had done it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
3 o'clock, right. Friday afternoon, before 4
in the afternoon. So does Ben Shmashis arise? Is the Erev in place? When Ben Shmashis arrives, he did it 9 o'clock Friday morning. Ben Shmashis arrives, is the Erev in place? He has an Erev.
If the Erev was consumed or stolen by the time of Ben Shmashis, no Erev. It's got to be the Ben Shmash. So that's Barry's point. You can put it there 9 o'clock in the morning. You can put it even today on Thursday at 9 o'clock. You make sure that it's there tomorrow evening at Ben Shmash.
You put regular without cooked or orange or right. But it's not cooked. That's our
problem.
It's a wonderful Erev. It's the best Erev in the world.
Therefore, so if you put it up shop, it's sufficient.
It's sufficient as long as the Erev is still standing there at the time of Ben Shmash. It's still there, and he has access to it at the time of Ben Shmoshes, it's fine. If it happens to be Lamala Miyutvachim, on top of the tree, and this happens to be Rishus Harabim, so at the time of Ben Shmoshes, he would not have access to his Erev. His Ein Hu Ve'eruvai V'mokim Echad. Why doesn't he have access? Because he's a Rishus Rabin, and that's a Rishus Yochid. And he would not be able to carry it from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. So, let him not carry it. Let him just climb up the tree and stay up the tree. You can't be Mishtamish Be'ilon on Shabbos. So you have all of these potential problems. Zogdi Moravaita. Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman heard this explanation. He was amazed. That's what the millennium say today. Amazing. And therefore he said, Yiyasher had an extra yud. Yiyasher, good kizar. Now these, remember we had these three scholars, Rav Chi Bar Abba, Rav Asi, and Rav Banasim. So Rav Nachman said, Yizok Zershay. And Mishmuel also says, and he had the Beis Dabach, Yiyasher, good kizar. That's a beautiful pshat in our Mishnah. So much so, Omrulay, they said to Rav Nachman, Basri Seba Kulei Hai? Did you explain the Mishnah just like we did in this fashion that you're saying Yiyasher? So now Rav Nachman looks at them and says, "Hey, Rabbi, say, you know, nami haki kapasim, but why are you asking me this rhetorical question? You yourselves were the ones that just said this explanation. I just said that it's a great explanation." So Gemara, you're right. Elahaki amrulei. Rather, the question that he asked him was, "Kavisu lei di Gemara." Rav Nachman, have you now been kovea this as if have you written notes on the side of your art scroll Gemara to say that this is the real right shot the way we just said it? Amlu yen, yen, yes. This is a perfect shot. This is not just speculation. This is not your good kuzok. I'm kaveya that that's the real pshat emes lamitoi in our Mishnah. And in fact, itmanami, om Rav Nachman, om Shmuel, hocha our Mishnah is talking about the ilan of oimir b'shasarab maschina. It's an ilan standing in shasarab. Gevoya sora, it's 10 tvachim tall. V'rachim arboim is 4 tvachim wide. V'niskavlish b'z lamata, and he wants to be shoivis down lamata. Oh, he wants to be shoivis lamata. So what's the halacha? If the Erev happens to be lamata like him, between 3 tvachim and 9 tvachim close to him, then we're fine. What do you mean you're fine? How can he go and get the Erev from the tree? Isn't he going to be mishtamish v'ilan? But if in fact it would be higher than 10 tvachim, which would then be an issa d'oraisa being moitzi from Rishus Yochid above to the man sitting down below, Rishus Rabbim down below, Rabbi Issa d'oraisa. Oh, it's not koine ben eshmoshes, it's not hu ve'iru v'mokim echad, no good.
This tree is Rishus Yochid.
The tree itself has established Rishus Yochid because it's 4 by 4 by 10.
So wouldn't be the whole area he'd have, he could just be under the tree and the circumference of the branches that Rishus Yochid.
The questions that you're raising, Mark's going to raise in another couple of minutes. But in the meantime, the tree itself happens to be Rishus Yochid. He is standing Rishus Rabbim, so I have a concern of a disconnect between Rishus and Rishus Yochid. So if it happens to be Lamala Mi'asara, I got a problem because that's Issa D'oraisa, and they're not together Mokim Echad. If it's lower than 10 Tzvachim, it has the status of a Carmel, this is Rashi, even though that's an Issa D'rabanan, but this is the same Rebbe that holds the Gozra Ola Ben Eshmoshes if it's only D'rabanan. Now, until now, it was, shall I say, a little challenging, but now, when we start with Rava, it becomes even more novel. Omer up. Loishon. That we learned in the Mishnah, that it's osur when it's lamala mi'asor etzvachen, el v'ilanu oimed chutz li'ibura shel ir. That's when the tree is out in the boondocks, far away. What is all of this about? Okay, so let's remember, Rabbi Sai, the basics of Hilchos Tchumen. Wherever you happen to live, you're entitled to go and walk the entire length and breadth of your city. That's no issue, no problem. When you leave your city, from that point on, you have to go and measure, and you're able to walk up to 2,000 amps. We're not talking about carrying, we're talking about walking. You can walk up to 2,000 amps. Sometimes the city limits are extended further if there happen to be homes which were built right outside the city limits. Initially, the city limits for the first 100 years, everybody was within the city limit, but then Kanai Nahara, the community expanded, and now you have houses beyond the city limits. Each house, if they are within Ibura Shel Ir means within 70 and 2/3 amois of the city, then you get an extension. And in fact, if right after the first house, there's another house within 70 and 2/3 amois of house number one, then you get a further extension. When all of these Ibura Shel Ir end, from there you get your 2,000 amois. Okay, but I don't want to walk 2,000 amos. I want to walk 3,000 amos or 4,000 amos because I want to go to Kirshken Halash. So what do? I have to put an Erev somewhere in between my 2,000 amos and the 4,000 amos. I got to put it away. Obviously, I can't go beyond my original 2,000 because then I couldn't get to it. Good. What happens if en route from here to Kirshken Halash, we pass the famous city of Yundyush? Yundyush is halfway between where I am and Kirshken Halash, and therefore I'm going to go and put my Erev in Yundyush. all put the aid of Indian Jewish, then that whole area is all going to be considered collapsed into one place. It's as if, just like my original residence, I was able to go right, walk the entire city. Here too, whole Yundish is now going to be part of my truncated, as if it's all just four amis, it's all fine. But that's where I'm putting my Erev. And an Ilan, which is standing, Toich Iburishalim means either in Yundish itself, or within 70 and two-thirds amis outside of Yundish. Then, what happens? Says Rava, even if the Erev is higher than 10 Tvachim from the ground on top of this tree, how is the Erev? The Erev will be kosher. And why will it be kosher? After all, I'm down below in the Rishus HaRam. This tree is above 10 Tvachim, it's Rishus HaYachid. Why isn't there a concern about taking from Rishus to Rishus? It says, Imor Demasa Kiman Demal Yedamya. Because where I'm standing, it's considered to be a virtual, not an actual, but a virtual filling up of this space with sand and dirt until the 10 Tvachim line.
A landfill.
Oh, that's the right term. Shkoyach, Brother Shai. Now, we had this concept already back in the Masechta Shabbos, not in connection with Tchumen, but in connection with throwing. Right? You have a person who's sitting in Rishus HaYachid. He threw a ball through the window of Rishus HaRabim, and then it traveled through the... the other way around. Thank you. He's in Rishus HaRabim. He's throwing a ball into a house, into Rishus HaYachid. The window is open. The corresponding window on the next side is open. And on a fly ball, it went from Rishus HaRabim through the Rishus HaYachid into the other Rishus HaRabim on the other side. So, Mechayra, Akira in Rishus HaRabim, Hanoch in Rishus HaRabim, he should be potter unless it was four amas. However, back in Masechta Shabbos, we learned that according to one man, the Amar, we say that Besa Keman Demal Yadami, it's as if the whole house was full to the top with earth, just as if the ball landed on the earth, ricocheted and continued on through the window on the other side. And therefore, says one man, the Amar, back in Masechta Shabbos, that the person is Chayv Tuchatois. Akira on Rishus HaRabim, Hanoch on Rishus HaYachid, and new Akira Rishus HaYachid, and Hanoch on Rishus HaRabim. Our Gemara is saying, extend that concept to the town over here, to Dyunjish, that the entire Dyunjish is now full of virtual landfill that goes up to 10 Tvachim, and therefore automatically I'm propelled 10 Tvachim higher in the air. Now I, together with the Erev, are the Mokim Echad. Essentially, we're saying it's all one Rishus HaYachid for purposes of Hilchos Tchum. So, Frank Timora, once Rava says that, let's go one step further. Ihachi Chutzli Burishal Ir Nami. Even the case of the Chutzli Burishal Ir, meaning that it wasn't within Gyunyush or within the outskirts of Gyunyush, but it was somewhere in the middle of nowhere, no man's land. That's where I put my Erev on top of the Ilan. Why don't I say there too is Kemand Demal Yadami, given the Omer Rava, because the same Rava that we just brought now about the Iburishal Ir, that same Rava said, Hanoisen Eruvoi Yeshloi Arba Amois. Anybody who puts an Erev on top of a tree, that tree and where the person is, he has the full Arba Amois of that entire region. Rashi used an expression there too, the Arba Amis Svivav Havali Kimukofis Machitzais. I deem it, says Rava, as if it's all Mukav Machitza. And Rava says it's really in a different connection. What Rava is saying over there is that even though a Ruvei Tchumen gives you an extra 2,000 Amis, it's 2,000 Amis in addition to wherever you put your Erev. Wherever you put your Erev is 4 Amis, and then you get another 2,000. So you get a little bit of an additional bonus. 2,004 Amis. It says, Yomar, since Rava holds that wherever you put your Erev, it becomes like Arba Amis, Havi Rishus HaYachid. No, by definition, if you have four Amis, a room and a room, the tree, then it's as if you're standing Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid, Ayla HaRakia. So, not only in the case of when it's Ibur Shalir, even if it's Chutzli Ibur Shalir, I should say that he's within a Rishus HaYachid. The tree is Rishus HaYachid. He's in Rishus HaYachid. Who Ve'iruva B'makim Echad? Here we're talking about a tree where the main branch of the tree extends horizontally 5 amos, and I put the Erev on the 5th amos, and therefore it is extending beyond the 4 amos. Rav is right. You're standing within the 4 amos under the tree, you have this protected Rishus HaYochid zone. But here we're talking about that the branch on which the Erev is going beyond Arab Amis, it's going 5th Amis, it's a wide, wide tree, like Brother Shai was talking about before. So it goes beyond the 4 Amis. Ah, so now it's on that 5th Amis. Says our Gemara, that if it happens to be beyond 4 Amis, and it's Lamala Me Asara Tvachim, so then I am to be sitting in this Rishus HaYochid, that is still, hey, that's all to Rishus HaYochid. Why don't I say I can go and take the Erev, because that's Rishus HaYochid, I'm Rishus HaYochid. Says Rashi, because then you have to get it by going through the Rishus HaRabim in between. And if I'm going from Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, and I'm carrying the Erev, that it's not Huveiru Mekamechad, because I can't get to it, because Rishus HaRabim is between. Now, if you wanted to go and see a picture, I think in the art school they give a picture of the tree. Oh, then he already shows us a picture of this tree. Oh, Shkoyach, we have several art school gemaras. So you see the tree has a long horizontal branch, and at the end of that branch, that's where the Erev is.
Oh,
this picture you don't see edition, the Erev. So in the newer editions, you have the
Erev. So this is like a photograph.
A photograph. Oh, beautiful. You see that? Thank you, Baldi. Good. Now, the importance of the photograph is not even for this Gemara, it's for the next Shtick of Gemara. But at least I want you to see the tree with the horizontal bulb, the horizontal branch. Okay. This one has it. Okay. Anyway, so you have this fire. So now Zutim and Iskam Nishmoy Bikore, and his kavana was to be showing this at the trunk of the tree. So Yomara, so that sounds okay, that the Erev is beyond his reach because it's on the 5th Amor, and although the Dalai Lama is going to Rava is Rishus HaYochid, but this is already beyond that into the 5th Amor, and he wanted to be showing this in the 4 Amos, Bikore, meaning next to the trunk of the tree. But Frank Timora, 1 second, Umailamala Umailamata. How can you go and talk about being on a branch? Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us. How can you go and talk about the tree being Lamala Lamata if you're talking a horizontal branch? Horizontal branch by definition is wherever it is. Either it's 12 tefachim from the ground, or it's 8 tefachim from the ground, or it's 5 tefachim from the ground. What is this Lamala Lamata? Rashi says that what the Gemara should have said is Namoich or Gevoya. If it happens to be a branch which happens to be high up, over 10 tefachim is fine. Or it happens to be Namoich, it happens to be lower than tefachim is fine. But Lamal Lamata sounds like on this same branch that you can have both higher than 10 and lower than 10, but it's a horizontal. How could it be higher and lower? Everything more than the Zakif. And at the end of the 5 tefachim, 5 amis, then it goes up. So that's the picture over here, where you see that it starts going up at the end of the 5 amis.
Hockey stick.
Like a hockey stick. You're on the ball today. I'm putting you in the show. So therefore, you could have now the Erev on this 5th amma below the 10th vachim, or you might decide to go and put it on the part of the vertical part of this horizontal branch, and then put it higher. Okay. Yep. Let me get this image. So you get a picture of what it's all about. Frank Dimora, Bohaiboi, Maisilo Derech Alov. I have another eitzah. The person could go lechoira and climb on the tree. Now, of course, you're not allowed to climb on the tree on Shabbos, but you could have climbed on the tree during Bein Hashmashos. And therefore, if you're climbing on this tree and you're within the aleph, aleph means within the leaves on the branch of the tree, and this is 10 tefachim lamala, so the whole time you are in the Rishus HaYochid. So I agree with you that if you're standing below in the 5th amma, and you're trying to reach above to go and take the Erev off the tree, the Erev is 10 tefachim lamala, it has the din of Rishus HaYochid, but I happen to be down below, I'm Rishus HaRabim, so I can't go and fetch it, I'm Ein Hu Ve'ruv Mokim Echad, I can't go and carry it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. However, but if I were to climb on the tree and go on that branch and then reach out to it from the branch, I'm staying within the confines of the Rishus HaYochid the entire time. So what's the problem? Everyone kishurav mikatfen olav. It's talking about that on that branch, people lean on it. They go and hang their hats on it. They put their talesim on it. They put their peklach on it. They put their jackets on it. So what? Ukedi ula di ama ula ama tisha b'rishusarabim. Rav mikatfen olav is arvin achal kabav is chayev. Since this branch of the tree is being used by the rabbim, it's now going to get a din of bottle to the rabbim. Therefore, it'll have a din of rishus rabbim. So I thought that what I'm carrying on the branch, I'm going on the rishus rabbim be emtza. How did this become rishus rabbim be emtza? Because people are leaning on the tree. With this, we've concluded the discussion about our Mishnah, about the Elon, about Lamal and Lamata. We're going to get back to it, Rabbi Sai. But the question of the Gemara is now another question. And that is, we had here on the Amid Beis that Rebbe says, Kol Dover Shumishim Shvus, Le Gozru Ola Bein Ashmoshes. We had the Bar Plukta of Rebbe back on Lamed Amid Beis, where their Rabbonin say, no person, Kol Dover Shumishim Shvus, Gozru Ola Bein Ashmoshes. Those who want to see it on Lamed Amid Beis, it's one line lower than the Toises Leinech Shedu Chaverim. That Tois in the middle of the Amid, go one line lower. Sovelok Rabban, the Amid called Dovish and Mishim Shvus, Gozru Ola Ben Eshmash. So we have a machloikim between Rebbe and Rabbanon. Are we Gozer Shvus? Shvus, remember, means a Drabbanon at the time of Ben Eshmash. Right, Dimar, my Rebbe and Rabbanon, where did you pluck these Rebbe and Rabbanon from? The Sanya, from the following Bryce. Oh! A familiar fact pattern. Nosnoi be'il lamala mi'asara. He put his Erev higher than 10 tvachim from the ground. On the Elon. Ein eruv ve'erev. The Erev is no good. Why is the Erev no good? We're going to assume, Rashi says, the same fact pattern that we said before, that he wanted to be shoivis down below. And it's talking about that you have a tree that has a 5 amma long branch, and he puts it at the end of that branch. Therefore, since it's at the end of the branch, if it's l'mal miyutvachim, it would have a din of rishus hayachid. Since he's standing down below, it's rishus haravim. He cannot reach it. Why can't he go and climb on the branch? Because ravim mekatan olav has a din of rishus haravim. So therefore, l'mal miyasar tvach ain't a ruvayet. The matav miyasar tvach, however, if it's l'mata, then a ruvay eruv. The eruv is a kosher eruv. But he's not allowed to remove the Erev from its spot on Shabbos. Why can't he remove it from its spot on Shabbos? Because it's in a tree. And it's Osir Lishtamesh Be'ilon.
Even though Ben Shmashos, it was winter because it was Ben Shmashos.
That's right, and that's why Eruvei Erev. So it sounds inconsistent.
Yes.
The Erev is Erev, but you're not allowed to take it down on Shabbos, of course. The reason why the Erev is a good Erev is because this is Rebbe speaking. And in fact, we'll see in another three lines, Divrei Rebbe. That Rebbe says,
it makes Shvisa.
When he's doing his Shvisa at the time of...
Especially even can't eat it, it's still Shvisa.
Exactly, it's still a kosher Shvisa, and therefore he'll be able to walk the further 2,000 amas. But if he can't reach it, so what benefit? He was able to reach it at the time of Ben Hashmashes. That's the effective time, the effective date of this Erev, kosher Erev. For us, however, on Shabbat itself, he won't be able to remove the Erev from the tree. When happens if it's within 3 tvachim from the ground, then with the litla, even if it's on the tree, he's allowed to take it. Says Rashi, because of the famous rule of Lovud, even though you think it's on the tree, that's a mirage. It's really on the ground. Once it's on the ground, you're not being mishtamish v'ilan. So it's kosher. With the litla. When happens not v'kalkoli, he put it into a basket, the tloi b'ilan, and he hung the basket from the tree. I feel the malami asar tvachim, even if it's 10 tvachim high, eruv ve'erev, the eruv is good, divrei Rebbe. What difference does it make if it's in the kalkola or if it's on the tree? You told me that if it's on the tree, you told me eruvay, if it's lamala me asar tvachim, ain't eruv ve'erev. Here you put the kalkola lamala me asar tvachim. You tell me eruv ve'erev. It's the chasira. Why, if you put on the tree, ain't eruv ve'erev? Why in the kalkola is a good eruv? The Gemara is going to ask that kasha in a few lines. But in the meantime, this is Rebbe. The Chachamim say, if you cannot get to this Erev on Shabbos, the Erev is not a good Erev. So what do we see already? So we already now have the Makor for our Rebbe and the Rabban. Both agree, we're talking about the same fact pattern. That what? If you have let's say the Erev Lamata Meyud Tvachim, says Rebbe, it's a kosher Erev. Why is it a kosher Erev? I cannot get to the Erev on Shabbos because also lishtamish be'ilon. Rashi says there's another concern, and that is that Elon happens to be a Carmelist. I'm standing with Shasarabim, I'm not going to be Moitzi, but it gets again a Drabbanan. Since it's Drabbanan, Rebbe Lishitosai, Loi Gozer Mishim Shvus, Pein Hashmashus. That's why Eruv Erev. Mashenke, the Rabbanan say, no, if you can't take it, it's not, why can't you take it? Because the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi, and they hold covered the Shum Mishim Shvus. Gozer Ola Bein Hashmashus, even Bein Hashmashus, you were not able to take it. So, Nein Eruv Erev.
But, I mean, it is,
if you get
the tree, in fact, it's a
Yushu Siyachim. What's a Yushu Siyachim? The tree is the Mal Meser.
So it's Mal Meser, but it's hanging or hanging.
The Mal Meser, everybody agrees, ain't a Ruvi Erev. No good. Ain't a Ruvi Erev. The whole discussion that we're having is when it's Lamat Meser Tvach. Look back at the Brice again. Six lines from the top. Slow. We're not talking about Kalkol. Forget about the Kalkol. Start the Brice again, the sign. So on the Elon Mal Meser Tvachim, ain't a Ruvi Erev. Period. Wine ain't a Ruvi Erev. That's Rishus Yochid. I'm Rishus Rabim. No good. It's less than a Sar Tvachim. Eruv Erev. Eruv is good. I'm not allowed to take the whole Shabbos. I don't have to. Because since it was Bnei Shmoshes, it's kosher. Say the Chacham, I disagree. And they say, ain't a Eruv Erev. Now the question is, when are the Chacham disagreeing? The Chacham are disagreeing, that same case. The Chacham are ahai. And the Chum say, Kamakir Sha'asa Litlay, Eina Ruvi Erev. Chamahai, in which case? Ilema Seifa, are we talking about on the case of the Seifa, meaning on the Kalkola case? The case of the basket, where the Tanakhama Rebbe said, you put in the basket, even if it's Lamal Meyasar Tvachim, the Erev is good. And that's what the Rabbanim say. No, the Erev is no good. Lame Kasabir Rabbanim, Siddodim Asurim. Or do they hold that Siddodim are Asur? Remember, we had this Sugya about a week or 2 weeks ago. Rashi points out we're going to have the Sugya once again later on. And Amisachta, that if you are not taking from the tree, you're taking from the tzedodei ha-tree, it's a shaila whether tzedodim are asur or not. Do you want to be poishet the rabban hold tzedodim asurim? El ha-reisha, rather tzum of the reisha. Reisha means again the case where the Erev was lemata me'asar etvachim. Here's the Reb Simcha, lemata me'asar etvachim. According to Tanakhama, according to Rabbi, Eruvai, Erev, the Osir Litlai. According to Chacham, if it's Osir Litlai, ain't Eruvai Erev. What's the machlaikis? Rabbi holds that we look at the key moment of Bein HaShemashis, called Abishamiv Shvus, the Gozru Ola Bein HaShemashis, even though he has no access to the Erev, because it would be Mishtamish Be'ilan, that's only in Issa Drabanan, the Gozru Ola Bein HaShemashis. Chacham, however, said that even Bein HaShemashis it would go to Mishum Shvus. And that's why if you can't take it on Shabbos, you can't take it now during Bein HaShemashis. The Erev is no good. And with this, we've concluded the Raya, the Makor of Rabbi and the Rabban. Yes, Rabbi Ilan. Simcha Ilan.
Again, I just understand basic case where you put it in the basket.
Yeah. That's what we're going to deal with now. Let's go and focus on the basket now, okay? Thank you, Morehechi Dami. Let's understand the pshat in our tree. Idiles ve'arbo'o, if you're talking about that the tree was a very narrow tree, not a wide, heavy tree, but a skinny tree. So, Fakti Mora, why are you telling me that you cannot go and take the Eder from the top of the tree? Mokim Turu. The whole thing should be a Mokim Tur. Why is the Mokim Tur? Because when is something of Shisayachid, it has to have a minimum of 4x4 and 10 Tvachim Tur. But here's that 4x4. If it's less than Arba Tvachim, then a Mokim Turu. Then you should be able to go and take it without a difficulty. The Eder should be excellent. The
Eid is make a difference.
Exactly. The Eid is Be'arba, and if you're telling me that the tree is 4 Tfachim wide, and that's why the height does make a difference between Lamala and Lamata, may have it. What have you accomplished by putting it in a basket? If it's on top of the tree, you say, ain't a Ruvi Eid. But if you put a Kalkola basket on top of the tree, and you put the Eid inside the back, then it's fine. That's why is it better? It's all to Lamala Me'asar Tfachim. That's your question, Reb Simcha Ilan. Ravina Ration is Bay Arba, save the less Bay Arba, Vikal Kolomashli Mazale Arba. Teresh is talking about that has four. 4 by 4 and 10. It's Risha Sayyachid, Ayman Risha Saravin, Ein Eruve Erev. Nothing to talk about. One Risha, the other Risha. Save the less Bay Arba. The tree itself is a shrimp. It's less than 4 wide. So Mitzad Ikrin, then it should be Makab Tur. But guess what? The Kalkola Mashli Masale Arba. If you go and add the Kalkola, the width of the Kalkola, add it to the width of the tree, and add them together as if you're making it into one entity, oh, now it's more than 4. And it's higher than 10. In such a case, that's why the Gemara said, you have a problem of Nosim Kalkola. So now, Zoki Mara, how does it work? Just one more second. Rabbi Sovel Kremeir, Rabbi Sovel Kremeir Yehuda. Rabbi holds like Kremeir, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? Sovel Kremeir, the Omer Choykim Lahashlam. We had that by mezuzah, as you recall, that even though you didn't have a full 4 tvachim wide at the point of 10 tvachim tall, because it had an archway, but Choykim Lahashlam, if there's enough room, you're Choykim. Here too, he holds your choikik, you carve out part of the tree to add it to the kalkola, so to be able to merge the two, that you should have a space of 4. Sabal Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar be in an Erev al Mok, Gabi Mokim Arba. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, and an Erev is a Choshem Ezach. You can't just put it anywhere, it has to have a Mokim Arba. Now it has a Mokim Arba because the kalkola and the tree together are Arba. This last piece of mention we're going to review again tomorrow, but at least the point is that we now know the Makar for Rabbi, we have the Makar for Rabbanan, Legabi, whether or not a Dovish Mishum Shwuz called the Ben Ashmashis or not. Yes.